Hey, Mama, welcome to I Just Need a Minute, the podcast for moms who love their kids, but also just need a dang minute to breathe. I'm Michelle, a mom of two, fitness coach, and your new bestie in the chaos of motherhood. Here we keep it real, talking about everything from postpartum struggles, mom guilt, and how to find time for yourself without feeling selfish. So grab your cup of coffee or reheat it for the third time. I know how that goes. Take a deep breath and let's dive into this wild, beautiful, messy journey together. Because Mama, you're not alone, and sometimes we just need a minute. Welcome back. It is episode 3 of I Just Need a Minute. Thank you for tuning in. My whole goal with this podcast is just to create a community of badass women who are going through the trenches together, because let's face it, motherhood is not easy. That does not mean we don't enjoy it, but we are constantly learning things about ourselves, how to pivot, and constantly making changes. So it's nice to have a community of like-minded women who are supportive, non-judgmental, and just here to listen. So thank you for tuning in. On today's episode, I wanted to share a little bit about just trying to find yourself again, because this is my second postpartum experience, and I know from personal experience how hard it can be. And both of my experiences, honestly, were totally different. But I know now what I need to do to prioritize my own mental health and really tuning in on things that matter to me, things that make me feel better, things that make me show up better in all aspects of life as a mom, as an employee, as a fitness instructor, as a wife. Everything is kind of full circle here. And I know that when I'm not prioritizing myself, I'm not pouring into things that make me feel good, that all of that kind of suffers. So I'm here to share a little bit of tips and tricks, things that I have learned from balancing motherhood. So trust me, I get it. Like, there's not enough time in a day. Trying to find time to even pee by yourself is like just non-existent in motherhood. But when it comes to fitness, and not even like this full-blown go to the gym type of structure, but when it comes on improving your physical and mental well-being, it's super important to chalk out time. And I've shared this previously in other episodes, but one of my favorite tips and tricks that I do on a weekly basis is on Sunday, after I get done teaching, I take out my calendar and I literally schedule appointments with myself. And I do this every single week. I find 120 minutes, so 4 30-minute sessions per week that I can move my body. And I strategically do it so that either the kids are napping, my daughter's at school, my husband's not home yet. I do it when I know I will not be needed. And obviously things can come up. My son may not be cooperating for a nap, or he might need something, or my daughter might have an early school day. But for the most part, I can chalk out 120 minutes throughout the day. And I think the most important thing too is to find a workout that you look forward to, find an instructor that you jive with, and make it happen. I mean, you have to look forward to it. And I'm not talking about the first couple of weeks, because let me tell you, getting back into a workout routine postpartum is a humbling experience. And this is not trying to stress you out or to tell you that at 6 weeks when you're cleared to work out that you need to dive right back into a full-blown routine. You do not. Take it easy. Recover. This could be something in the early postpartum days where you're scheduling coffee with yourself. You're scheduling a shower, because let's be honest, trying to find time to shower and brush your teeth, like, it's a challenge. So it could look totally different. And again, this is going to improve your mental well-being. So find those 30 minutes, those little pockets of time throughout the week at all stages of postpartum, all stages of motherhood, that you can prioritize your mental and physical well-being. Postpartum recovery and strength. This is something that I did totally different my second time. And honestly, my first time, I think I was so naive because I was a fitness instructor. And even though I had taken several fitness trainings, I knew the basis. I knew my body. I am not postpartum certified when it comes to fitness. And so I found specialists this time. And I even started, I think towards the end of my second trimester, working with a pelvic floor therapist, which was a game changer. I bought into several programs that were led by physical therapists. I worked with Sam Freed, who owns Sam Humanly Well. She's on Instagram. She's a powerhouse of a source and just like an incredible human being. So definitely check her out. But I reached out to specialists and people that knew all about the core, and that was crucial to the way I feel now. I honestly, even as a fitness instructor, it was like a light bulb moment when I finally connected to my lower core. And it's totally different after you have babies. So finding specialists and asking help. There are so many resources, free resources too, that are available nowadays. So if your hospital doesn't have it, reach out, find somebody that really knows their shit when it comes to pelvic floor. I promise you, you do not need to be suffering from peeing your pants when you're coughing or you're sneezing. You do not have to have a mom pouch forever. Sex does not have to hurt. Like, all of these things are addressed when it comes to overall pelvic floor health and recovery. Mom guilt. This is never going to go away. I wish I could say that there's like this magic pill and you don't have guilt, but we love our children. They are a part of us. We are going to always care for them and have that feeling of wanting to put them first. There's nothing wrong with that. However, you need to pour into yourself in order to show up better for them. So we can worry about our children. We can care about them. We can love them, but it is not selfish to prioritize yourself. Think of it as all together. It's a circular thing here. Okay. So drop the guilt at the door. Reach out to your community, your support system, your partner, and chalk out those moments of time throughout the week that you can prioritize your own self-care. Meal prepping and nutrition. This is something that I have definitely tried to prioritize. I will share about this in future episodes. I share a lot of it on Instagram and on TikTok, but I have a schedule down now and it's nothing crazy and I don't even have to think about it nowadays. But little habits that I do throughout the week to keep good, healthy snacks that are quick, grab and go, they're kid friendly. I keep those on hand. I include my daughter in meal prep. She loves to cook with me in the kitchen. So make it fun, make it easy recipes that are obviously high protein. They're going to keep you full and satisfied. But finding food that, one, you enjoy eating, because we don't need to be consuming food that doesn't make us feel good, that doesn't taste good, like finding what works for you. And if you don't know what that looks like, reach out again and get help. So what this looks like in my house on Sundays, I typically will do a sauna session in the afternoon and I will do my online grocery shopping. I have not stepped foot in a grocery store in 2 years now, and I have no desire to do that again. That was one great thing that came from COVID. And honestly, I love it. I love that I can just drag and drop my staples into an online shopping cart and they are delivered to my house later. I don't have to worry about taking my kids out. I don't have to worry about lines. It is something that works for me. If you like to go grocery shopping, go for it, mama. I used to love it. I don't anymore. So Sundays afternoon, I will order my groceries. And then I usually, especially in the fall and winter, I make a big pot of soup on Sunday afternoons. That's going to be our dinner for Sunday evening. And then it's going to be my lunch throughout the week. If I have extra, I will pop it in the freezer. And then I go about my normal day, and typically I am just making extra of whatever I cook for dinner. Throughout the week, I will prep, or I don't want to say prep, I will plan enough to get me through Friday, and then usually we'll go out to eat or do something with family one day over the weekend. So I will just make additional protein and vegetables on the evening so that I can have that for lunch. I am not somebody that's going to grill a ton of chicken and have it. I'm going to throw it out because chicken tastes disgusting to me when you've reheated it multiple days in a row. So that's just what works for me. And then I keep staples on hand. So I will make a big batch of bone broth rice is one of my favorite carbs to have. I will do some sheet pan vegetables, anything that I'm comfortable with reheating and kind of making protein bowls or something that's quick, easy, grab and go. That's what I'm going to do. My daughter and I usually Monday or Tuesday evenings, depending on if we have hockey or not, we will make a batch of muffins together. And I love adding kefir and some chia seeds or zen basil seeds, but I incorporate a little extra protein, a little extra fiber in those. And again, keep those for the week, and my kiddos will reach for those quite often. We do a lot of like chia seed packs and just things that I don't care, you know, if you have a toddler, they are the hungriest tiny little humans ever to walk this earth, and they need about 17,000 snacks in a day. So having healthy things that they can just reach for whenever is super convenient, and for your mental health. Like they can, she just knows that she can go in and grab something at any point in time, and that's what works for us. All right. So just as important as your health is in regards to physical fitness is your mental fitness. And so I do two things throughout the week. I do a brain dumping session every single night because, let's be honest, our brains are constantly running. It's a never-ending to-do list. If you hopped in my brain, I know you can relate. Husbands would be terrified about the amount of shit that's constantly running through our brains, but I brain dump. And so part of my scheduling routine on Sundays is I'll take a look back throughout my brain dumping sessions from the previous week, make sure I'm not missing anything. And then I always chalk out time on my schedule throughout the week that if something that needs to be taken care of or addressed right away, I have pockets of time where I can kind of throw that in. But that's how I come up with my daily to-do list, and I know exactly what needs to get done. I also very much operate off of like a cleaning schedule, and I do anywhere from 30, 45, 60 minutes a day of cleaning activities around the house. I have to have a nice, clean, organized space in order just for my mental well-being and to be top notch. And so I pair self-care with my cleaning throughout the week. And so I've just got a nice little system going on. I know what day I'm getting a little facial at home, and I'm also mopping my floors. So make it fun. And again, tie in things that make you feel good. They're going to pour into your cup, and you're also going to get shit done around the house, because unless you have like a live-in nanny, which that would be a dream, not even for like taking care of my kids, just like laundry and all that stuff. We've got stuff to do, and there's a lot to balance on our plate. So make it fun. And then it's also super, super important from a mental standpoint is to try to find your identity other than being your mom or being a mom. And what I mean by this is when I go out to dinner, which I try to do every other week or at least once a month, I do a date night with my husband. We are in a unique situation because we run a business together. And we obviously parent together. So we make it a rule that we don't talk about work and we don't talk about our kids. Now, obviously, there might be a couple funny moments that we're sharing, but we really want to have an identity together and our own independent identities, that we are two different people. We are not just parents, okay? So how this looks like for me is one of my big passions is I love teaching women. I love training them. So I still train private clients throughout the week. That is my little passion hobby. I do things like this. So finding something that brings you joy and fuels your passion bucket is uber, uber, uber important. For my husband, he is recently getting back into a men's hockey league. So he does that and he also goes to work out. So again, finding hobbies that are independent from your spouse and also independent from your kids that fuel your tank. All right, let's see here. What else do we want to chat about? Actually, you know what? Hitting back to the whole marriage thing or just relationships in general. If you have felt resentment towards your spouse or your partner, or you feel like you might be in the roommate stage, know that that is normal, okay? You're not always going to have these butterfly moments. And I'm not saying that it's normal to constantly be fighting and bickering and putting each other down. That is not. You need to figure out how to communicate. But it's okay to have these ebbs and flows in your relationship and it to not always be hot and spicy. Okay. So with these date nights, my husband and I check in with each other. How can I love you better? What's one thing that I've been doing that really makes you feel loved? Asking those questions. Yeah, it sounds stupid and cheesy, but it's super important for your marriage to talk about things like that. But I just want you to know that, like, it doesn't have to be picture perfect all the time. You don't have to be this Instagram worthy couple. You don't have to want to jump each other's bones all the time. Like, there's a time and a place for that. And it's great if that's where your relationship is, but I just don't want you to beat up yourself and think that like something is really wrong with your marriage if you are not in that space all the time. And that was one thing that I struggled with. And I think the biggest thing that has improved my marriage again is pouring into myself, making myself feel better physically, emotionally, mentally. I feel more confident. I feel beautiful, and I can show up in other areas of my life. All right. Well, that is it for today. I hope you guys are finding some takeaways from these. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to continue to grow this community. And again, this is here for you. If I speak on something that doesn't resonate, just leave it at the door. Take what you want and leave the rest, okay? But as always, thank you for tuning in. I cannot wait to talk to you guys again. Hang in there, mama. See you next time.